Hurry. Hurry up, slave. You're going to make me late for my own engagement. While humans may find that to be fashionable, cute, quirky, that is not the case for elfkind. We value our time. And those who make us waste it for their own selfish folly are rightfully looked down upon. Ah, here we are. In the courtyard. Your eyes are so wide, boy. Are you mesmerized by the decorations? The gilding on the furniture, the thousand twinkling lights among the trees, the rare flowers perfuming the air? Or is it the crowd? So many distinguished guests adorned in their finery. And then there is you, with nothing but a gold chain around your neck. Do you feel exposed, my slave? Vulnerable? Good. Follow me, my sweet. Do not dawdle. You must be worried. How is a lowly human slave meant to discourse with a high elf? So out of place here, the only one of your kind among the masses. Do not fret. You are not here for your conversational skills. Here we are. I'm certain you know what to do. No. Are you pretending, or are you truly that naive? Neither one will save you from this. Very well. I will humor you, my slave. These are stocks. You bend at the waist and place your neck here. And each wrist goes here. Then I close the top and lock it. And you, firmly in place. Go on, bend over. Every second you stall is another 10 minutes in the stocks. Good boy. Now, perhaps you're wondering why you're here. Why I have brought you from your chambers, roused you from the safety and security of your bed, only to lock you in a stockade like a common thief. And in front of hundreds of guests at that. Oh, my poor little slave, so confused. Or maybe, just maybe, you know exactly why you're here. Oh, I think you do. I do not normally share my property with others. I'm selfish that way. And any punishment that I dole out, well, that's almost always done in private. I don't find public humiliation necessary for most. The strap is enough. Usually. But there are some transgressions that require a firmer hand. Oh, you look so handsome like this. Naked, exposed, trembling in fear and anticipation. Your eyes are so wide and lovely. Did you honestly think you could escape the grounds? Did you think I wouldn't know that you had tried? It's that spirit of yours. Fiery. Passionate. Your eyes glow with it. Even now, through your fear and apprehension, I will tame you, my boy. Trust me, I will. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I present to you tonight's entertainment, The Punishment of a Misbehaving Pleasure Slave. After the initial demonstration, you are all welcome to come up and explore his body for yourselves, following the usual rules, of course. Now, for the first act, I require a volunteer. How about you, in the lavender? Here you are, my darling. Give it a few test swings. Get a feel for it. Wonderful. Now, just stand right here and give his cute little ass some nice, hard swats. Ooh. Oh, look how red he's getting. His face and his backside. All right, that's enough. Thank you so much for your help. A round of applause for my volunteer and her firm hand. Now that you've warmed him up for me, I can really get to work. That was quite a workout. Your ass is such a beautiful cherry red, boy. You won't want to sit down for days. Now that his initial punishment has been given, you're welcome to help yourselves to a hands-on demonstration. And yes, it is hands only. Please be graceful and remember the ground rules. As an object of curiosity and lust? Or do you hate it? The humiliation, the degradation of it all, locked down on display for all to see, helpless, used. I wonder if I were to run my hand down your thigh just now. Though I suppose I could just ask one of my guests. How many hands have been around that shaft of yours just now, this last moment? Have you lost count? Beautiful boy, do not misunderstand. I do not like sharing my property. But a lenient master breeds a misbehaving slave, and so you must endure for your good and mine. Thank you, everyone. Please take your seats. The final demonstration is about to begin. My pleasure slave is quite handsome for a human, is he not? Just wait until you see him come. This is one of my smaller toys, for good reason. Crafted to my exacting specifications, it is 5 inches of solid steel, curved just so that it might stimulate the prostate. Handmade and bolted to a leather harness, it is the ultimate tool in my arsenal for reinforcing male submission. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you will be witness to his very first time receiving this form of correction and pleasure. And you are hard, just as I expected. Now, for the warm oils, I must prepare his virgin entrance. First, one finger goes in. Oh, he is so tight. Now, two. Just to loosen him a little. How does that feel, my slave? In front of a crowd. Does it feel good? Or are you too terrified to enjoy it? It is punishment, after all. I think he is ready. Breathe in, my boy. Relax yourself. Or this will hurt a lot more than it has to. Come closer, if you want. I'm about to penetrate him. Gently. Slowly. Inch my way in. Until I sink myself all the way. Oh, look at that. Look how he swallows every single inch of it. Yes. Take it just like that, little slave. You see how his nipples stiffen. Oh, and he begins to moan. He cannot help himself. He is a lustful creature. Driven by baser instincts. Oh, aren't you? You don't even bother denying your nature. Oh, but whimper and moan and buck around me. Good boy. Oh, he is tight, gripping against the shaft as it slides in and out of his needy, misbehaving ass. You, miss, come up here. Stroke his cock while I thrust. He would like that very much, I'm sure. Oh, yes, he whimpers. Oh, but that is not enough, I think. His balls are unattended. That will never do. Not for this needy slave. How about you, madam? Come up and caress the soft skin of his balls. Oh, feel how they tighten with every thrust. Perfect. Yes. Oh, look how he loves that. No use shaking your head, my slave. I know how to bring a man to climax, even against his will. Especially against his will. Oh, I cannot stop this. So do not resist me. Just give in to the pleasure of my toy in your ass. Oh, and the hands massaging your sex. Submit to me and to the sensations. Oh, how he moans and shakes against me. Oh, I know the sound. He is losing control. Oh, I do believe he is about to climax. Yes, you are, aren't you, boy? You're going to come, not just for me, but for every single person here. As you lose yourself in the grips of ecstasy. That's it. Come for me, slave. Come around my shaft as I thrust inside of your ass. Come and show everyone what a good little slave you are. Come as your master commands. Come now. Come. Yes. He has done it. And so have you two ladies. Thank you so much for your help. It was much appreciated. Thank you all for watching. The entertainment portion of the evening has concluded. Cocktails are being served in the garden until midnight, so please enjoy yourselves. Here, let me help you up. Oh, your handsome face is streaked with tears. Poor thing. Here, take my hand. I will lead you back to your room. Come, lay with me. I know where we are. But you performed so well at tonight's festivities, I thought you deserved the privilege of lying in your master's bed, in her arms. At least for a bit. Do not pout. It is over. Here, put your face against my chest. Let me hold you. My sweet boy, my handsome slave. If only you would behave yourself, I would not need to punish you so harshly. Is it that bad here? I do not recall you complaining when my sex is upon you, when you are tumbling into the depths of pleasure. I did not want to have to shame you, but you gave me no choice. Hopefully now you realize the importance of obedience and what awaits you if you do not. This is a hard lesson to learn, but hopefully one that will not need to be repeated. And if you haven't learned it yet, that your place is here at my feet. You will. I'll make sure of it.